Not sure what to do with your weekend? Slug Mag's digital daily calendar has you covered. Check out our Slug event picks on slugmag.com.
Shh, are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves. This is Sarah DeGraw from the Salt Lake City band Sarah DeGraw and the Odd Jobs. Members of the band are Michael Sasich on lead guitar, Greg Shaw on bass. On the album that we'll be referencing, Sean Thomas is the drummer in the studio recordings, and Joey Davis is our live drummer. The album that we are releasing is self-titled, so it'll be Sarah DeGraw and the Odd Jobs. The album release will be on June 23rd. It's a Saturday at the Clubhouse on South Temple, downtown Salt Lake. Tickets are $12. We'll have local bands Crook in the Bluff and the Arvos joining us that night. Some of my favorite local bands. I used to drum for Crook in the Bluff back in the day and have a great respect for that band. We'll have vinyl the night of the release, as well as CDs and shirts, merch, all of that. And we are lucky to have sponsors with us that night, Black Feather Whiskey. Started in Texas, they're now in Utah. That's the best whiskey in town, in my opinion. As well as Wasatch Brewery. They actually sponsored us in March of 2017 with KRCL, Squatters, Visit Salt Lake, and we partnered with Oscar Blues Brewery, and they sent us to South by Southwest, so we're happy to be partnering with them again for this evening. The album was produced by Michael Sasich and engineered by Michael Sasich and Greg Shaw. The digital download of the record will be available June 24th. So this is my debut album. My musical journey, if you will, started out just singing a cappella to finding an acoustic guitar and incorporating that into writing. I actually played the drums in a band, and that's how I met Michael Sasich. Funny story, he was outside of a bar at about 11 in the morning, and apparently he had had a meeting with someone there, but I assumed that he was just hitting the booze, so I sent him a message on Facebook. I said, it's a little earlier for that, don't you think? And he said, no, it's not what it looks like. But that led us to talking, and then we got coffee, and then from that cup of coffee, we started playing together. We played a couple of shows that we opened up for at the Stateroom that were both sold out, so we sort of hit the ground running with some bigger shows and played for some bigger audiences. And then Greg actually works at Mike's studio at Man vs. Music, and he started playing the bass. And we actually had our original drummer was Brian Thurber, and we went to Texas with him. He's a hell of a drummer, and we were really lucky to play with him. Sean Thomas, like I mentioned, played the drums in the studio for the album, and he's a monster drummer. He's so good. Our live drummer is Joey Davis. Joey's amazing to play shows with because he always has an incredible attitude and he's a kick-ass drummer. With finding a band, it's been an interesting journey. Like, it all sort of takes its own flavor naturally, I think. Our meeting up, the band, it was not contrived, it all just sort of happened and really quick. I think with the record taking this long and it being the debut, we've been a band that's been given some cool opportunities that I'm really thankful for, but we haven't had an album to really show people what the music is or what it's about, so I'm really excited for people to hear this. I think it's a good representation of what the band sounds like, and can't wait for people to hear it. And tell them it's candy. We recorded the record to tape. It's an analog machine. It's what everyone used to use back in the 60s and 70s. I mean, the risks of doing that is that you show up into the studio and you have to nail it. You only have so many takes on a reel. If you don't get the right take, you're out of tape. The tape loses quality. You can only record over it so many times. It's a really interesting process, but the risks of that are that you have to be well rehearsed and put on a good performance because it's stamped physically onto the thing. It's not digital. It's much easier to edit and things like this. But in my opinion, analog recording, I loved the sound of it. Like, if you buy a vinyl record from the 60s and 70s, there's a lot of character in the sound of it. And a lot of live albums that were recorded to tape, you just have a really warm character to it. And I really love that sound. We did our initial tracking live, which I also like. I think that there's a lot of energy that's captured in live recording, and if you can do it right and do it clean enough, but also have an energy, then, you know, that's the goal. This is my first album that, you know, I've seen through as an artist. I've worked on other records and everything, but as far as writing songs and then seeing it through the production process, which Mike produced the whole album, but as far as the origin, so I wrote all of the songs actually on acoustic guitar. I usually write like that. I'll start on acoustic guitar and then bring it to electric. I'm learning a lot about myself as far as the process or like writing and what it sounds like when you hear it back, which is a very interesting experience to hear something separate from yourself, like, because I haven't really heard anything like this. You know, we've done it live, but it's definitely not the same thing. I have a really classical background, like I played cello and piano first. I think I'm hearing a lot of that come out as well in the writing. I fell in love with the guitar and the electric guitar. I mean, I'm definitely evolving. I haven't been playing it for very long at all, I feel like this album is a rebel yell of sorts. All of the songs are old. It's amazing how much life you can live in a short amount of time. The album has much younger emotions and thoughts, and I think that I had a lot to say when I was younger.
And so let me just stay in here to die.
A lot of these songs are a cry out or searching for something, and just very intense, maybe angsty emotions at times, but longing at times as well. So Hey Lotus is one of my favorite songs production-wise on the album. I always said it sounded like a shimmering sun. It sounds very like golden, it's very bold but simple. I think it's a good driving song. The bridge, the bridge was constructed. I'd written the beginning riffs, and then I just wanted a big change and like a real rockin', you know, bold 4/4 time. Just wanted something real different, so put that in there. And it comes back in nicely. I think it turned out really cool.
Anyone that's been following this musical journey, it's seen a lot of changes from solo acoustic to now electric with the band, and we've made a rock and roll record. I think the songs are killer, and it's a really well-produced album, and who knows where the future will lead the music. I think that everything changes, and I've definitely learned a lot from this record. This album has been like walking kind of through a door. After we finished tracking, doing the initial tracking over the course of those 3 days or whatever, walking back into Mike's studio was just sort of, I'd never felt like that before. Just looked at the mayhem of instruments and amps and just what we had used over those days or whatever, and just, well, I can't really describe that feeling, but it felt like I was home, but that, like, it's time to start running, you know. I have yet to tap into everything that I'd like to discover with music, and I foresee a lot of experimentation and perhaps some changes, but also coming back to roots. as far as writing is concerned, there's endless possibility with music. And finishing this album, I feel like it's a big sigh, you know, and I just want to dive in more, you know. You'll now hear It Ain't Right, Annie.
I'm high rolling. I've been walking up the river. There's a people talking. They'll hear from me soon. And I'm a drifter. I'll tear up this town. And these boots are stained plain from the miles that they've seen. They gotta catch me a ride with the devil's angels tonight. Just make it up.
Alright, social media links are gonna be Sarah Ann DeGraw for some of them. The Instagram handle is Sarah Ann DeGraw. Sarah with an H, Ann with an E. And then Facebook is just gonna be Sarah DeGraw and the Odd Jobs. The album release, again, will be at the Clubhouse in downtown Salt Lake City on June 23rd. And you can find the album anywhere digitally on June 24th, the day after. It is an all-ages show with a wristband. Again, Black Feather Whiskey will be sponsoring with Wasatch Brewery. Tickets are $12 at the door or online.
Can't stand another Tuesday night in? Use Slug's daily calendar to fill your social calendar for you.